Hey guys, this is Ishai Breslauer and welcome to the CRE Shark Eye Show, where we discuss commercial real estate. On Mondays, we dive deep into an asset class, and on Thursdays, we go into some inspirational stories for the weekend. Can't wait to start. Let's go. Hi guys, this is Ishai Breslauer today, and we're going to talk about something different. Usually Mondays, we drill down into real estate, commercial real estate. That's what we do. In the past Monday, we had Joe Schwartz from P3 Properties. We discussed the turbulence in the office. Go listen to that one. That was awesome. And next Monday, we're going to have Carly Iacono from Marcus & Millichap. She's an advisor, very experienced in retail, and she will tell us all about it. And I'm really dying to have that conversation because I was very involved in that asset class. I want to know more what's going on. And she has the firsthand knowledge, and we want to hear that. So this coming Monday, check it out and listen to the show. So backing up, Thursdays usually is a lighter day. And usually what we do is we get into more inspirational mode. Why? Because we're going to the weekend and we love what we do. We love our job. We love commercial real estate, right? We love it. But when we go to the weekend, we go and we're a little bit more like mellow. Mondays like energetic, go conquer, go do, kill, crush, all that stuff. Thursdays is more like I'm drained a little bit. I need my time with my family more. I need my time with myself more, all that stuff, etc. So on this Thursday, we're going to go and light the candles for Hanukkah. I'm talking as an Orthodox Jew, and we're celebrating that tonight. I know that Christmas, we have a little bit more. But anyways, anyone who can relate to holidays and this feeling of holidays will definitely relate to this podcast. So you should sit, listen, and it's not going to be long, but it's going to be inspirational and it's going to be awesome. And I would love to hear your comments. If you have comments, just put them below. If I don't say hello, I apologize, but that would be great to see that you're involved and you're part of this show. But anyways, here's what I want to talk about today. Okay. So first of all, why is it? It's not a history channel or anything like that. I just want to talk briefly about Hanukkah. Is basically we celebrate in very, very short. You can go and research that if you don't know about this. We basically celebrate the fact that the Jews were prosecuted. The freedom of religion were not given to them by the Greeks, to say the least. They wanted to prosecute them because they practiced Judaism at the time. And that was prior to the Romans. Judaism was, I believe, the only monotheistic like religion, meaning believing one God and all that stuff. At that time, was only Judaism around. And that was about 2,500 years ago, 2,600 years ago. If I'm wrong, just write it down. By the way, it's great. I'd love to know. But anyways, they prosecuted the Jews, and the Jews fought and won and all that stuff. Okay, nice. Now, let's back up to what we want to talk about today. We light candles. Some people do it with light bulbs around the tree. The idea of light, and I think the Lubavitcher Rebbe said that, one of the great sages in the past generations for the Judaism. I think he did. I also am not sure, but I think he did. He said that a little bit of light chases the darkness. What does that really mean? Because when we have darkness in our life, we have darkness, we have a dark feeling in our life, and we have frustrated feeling. We are not happy with where we are, what we do, with our something in our family, something in our business, something in with whatever is going on in our society, in our community, whatever is going on. The immediate tendency is to go and say, I will fight it. I will take a gun, I will shoot it. I will go with pitchforks and with torches, and I will, stab it and burn it, whatever, all that stuff. And that is the tendency. That's what we usually want to do, is to go and fight things that way. We want to criticize someone. We go and say negative things. That's how we are. That's the way we are. We go and say something negative with to our spouse. We say it to our workers. We have someone who works for us, right? And that person is trying their best, but he's not that great at what he does. But sometimes a little bit of the right inspiration can set those people on the right track and get them to where we want them to be and give them such a great feeling, and the performance will just skyrocket. So the tendency again is to go and say something negative, to bring the darkness, I call it, okay? To bring the darkness. And that is not a good thing. That is not a good thing, no matter what, wherever, whatever your situation is, to bring that criticism, that darkness into our lives. And that is what we do all the time. And the key is to bring a light, to bring a little bit of light. And that little bit of light will bring, will push away the darkness, right? It's like, and it's exactly that, because when you have darkness, when you have this, you know, when you have everything is pitch black and you come with a sword and you try to, like, with a machete, right? You could, like, try to chase it away, or you bring a pitchfork and you try to stab it. Nothing will happen to the darkness. The darkness will stay. It will not go anywhere, right? It will not go anywhere. But if you just light one match, one candle, one little candle, boom, and it pushes away the darkness gently. And I remember something very beautiful that Dale Carnegie wrote, and he put a story. I don't know, he brought it from someone, or he told him, or he told the story himself, but that's a very cool story. And the story is about the man who is wearing this coat, and the wind is saying, I am going to take that coat out of him. I'm going to make him take off that coat. The wind is blowing and blowing in front of him, like in his face, really hard, really hard. And the person is cold, and his coat is flying from him. But what does he do? He takes his hands and he wraps himself really strong with the coat. And the stronger the wind, the stronger the effort, the bigger the effort he has to hold on to the coat. And the wind is going stronger, more levels, hurricane level, degree, second degree, whatever it is, tropical storm, whatever it is. And he's fighting it, and he's closing the coat, and he's like holding it really tight so it won't fly away. And the wind is not successful. Comes out the sun. And the sun is simply gently putting some heat, putting some warmth. And the person is just clearing his head, clearing, you know, the sweat, taking off his coat on his own, just putting on his head and continue. And the sun is looking at the wind and saying, you see, that easy, that easy. And that's exactly what we do every day. We sometimes we push the resistance is going to the wrong direction, is going to the wrong direction in our businesses, in our lives, anywhere we do. Many times we put a resistance, sometimes with the right word that we put in, the right wording that we put in, the right attitude that we have, we can change someone's attitude, life, anything. We can change our lives, right? And that is true to everything. So the concept of a little bit of light, and it doesn't say a lot of light. You don't have to go and make a bonfire in order to, you know, make a crazy, crazy amount of light. Just a little bit of light. And that's so true. When you have a dark room, you put just a little bit of light and all of a sudden you could see, right? When you have a power outage, all of a sudden you take out a match, poof, light. You could see. It's not a big light, but you could all, that's the difference between seeing something or not seeing anything. And that is a huge difference. Sometimes we just don't see things. But bringing the right positivity, the right to do things, the right vision, you can change lives. You can change your own life. And that's what we have to do. And that's what we have to think about the holiday. How can we bring the light to our lives? How can we bring the light to our lives? So today, I'm putting a challenge on each and everyone who's listening to this. Each and everyone. Okay, young and old, male or female, doesn't matter. What we have today is to go back wherever we are, to our office, our home, wherever we're going. Good words. Put the light out there. Put the light out there. Make sure that whoever is listening to you, whoever is talking to you, if it's your boss, if it's the work with you, if it's your assistant, put out good words. Even if you're in a bad mood, make yourself say good things, because that will bring more light. Make yourself do positive things. Have a positive attitude. Remember this concept of the little bit of light will chase away the darkness. You don't have to fight it. You don't have to punch anything. If you have a business problem, you have someone that you're doing, you're in the middle of a deal, and the negotiation doesn't work well. One of the most common mistakes are to build resistance, to fight against the wall, say, no, no, it's mine, it's mine, it's mine, it's mine. The win-lose thought that everybody's going after. The win-win situation is when both parties are winning. Everybody has to compromise, that's correct. But when you have the right negotiation approach, that means that you have to go to the other side and to go and be a part of what they're thinking. Think what you would do in their shoes. That approach would give you so much. And also, many times in negotiation, we deviate from, we go and we sort of shift away from the conversation about the deal that we have to close, right? We talk about it and push and push and push. And then many times people think, okay, it's over, but it's not. And what we have to do in order to close a sale, do the negotiation, close the deal, whatever it is, sometimes we have to just make a pause on this current conversation because there's so much tension and negativity and darkness that we have to just pause that and move to another conversation. And another conversation that'll bring light. You know what? Let's pause this for a second. I need a break. You could tell that to a person you negotiate with. That's a great method. I need a break. I need a break. And then ask him, what do you do for the holidays? That's it. That's it. What do you do for the holidays? What do you do for the holidays? And that's a big question. And that's a big question because if the person is telling you what where he's going to go with the family, it's a big thing because all of a sudden the resistance goes down. They don't have to talk about the things that they want to fight for. They talk about things that they care about, and they all of a sudden talk about their family and where they're going for the holidays. This year, it's not too much of an option to go anywhere, but you can ask what they're doing for the holidays or how they're spending the holidays while COVID is going on in the world and everything is going on in the world, what they're planning to do with their families. And that is a great, 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 great aspect. And that's a great way. And only then, once the conversation is going on, to go back after everybody comes down, to go back to this whole thing that is called negotiation, then all of a sudden you see that everything changes. Everything is different. Same thing to talk to your assistants, okay? Someone who works for you. Someone comes in and they have a deadline, they have that. You look at them and you say, what is your problem? How can I help you finish whatever you have to do? What do you need in order to get it done? Or what is missing? Or did I not give you enough tools in order to get this finished? That is so important. That is crucial. That is very, very, very important. So that is the challenge of today, to go and bring positivity. And when you're done with the office part and you're going back home for the weekend, bring that attitude home. And that's the challenge. So with that, today is a very short podcast. Again, it's for us. It's Hanukkah today. And we have to go and run and light candles and do whatever we need to do. And the day is shorter. So therefore, I want to wish a happy holidays to everybody. I'm probably going to do it in the next time and the time after also. But today is Hanukkah. So I'm wishing happy Hanukkah for everybody. Happy holidays for everybody. And enjoy. And I'm going to see you on Monday. Don't forget, Monday we're going to have Carly Iacona again, who's going to talk to us about retail. And I look forward to that conversation. You have no idea. This is going to be so cool and so interesting. We're going to drill down and dissect the retail market. We're going to understand what happened until now, what we should expect from now, what deals now are hot and on the market from someone who closes deals as we speak. So with that, you guys, if you celebrate Shabbos, have a great Shabbos. Have a beautiful Hanukkah. Enjoy your weekend. Take care of yourselves, and I'll see you on Monday. Take care. Hey, guys, thanks for joining me in this CRE Shark Eye Show. I hope you enjoyed it. And go subscribe, download, do whatever you guys need to do, and I'll see you in the next episode. Take care of yourselves.